Call me Strawman. The threat Western civilization faces today is not from commies. It's from criminals. A person who believes that capitalism will collapse because it's not logically consistent is no threat to the peace and prosperity of the society, as long as he does not use force or fraud to enforce his belief. On the other hand, a person who believes that capitalism is righteous and is willing to use force or fraud to enforce his belief, that person is a threat to the peace and prosperity of the society. That's why I think that arguing against communism is a waste of energy. It's not important whether this or that social theory is at play. What is important is how much crime is being committed in a society. It's not communism, socialism, or capitalism that is the problem. Crime is the problem. Less crime means a more prosperous society, and more crime means a less prosperous society. Crime provides a short-term advantage to the criminal and a long-term catastrophe for the society. We should not be discussing whether we want commie criminals or Nazi criminals to run our lives. We should be finding ways to minimize crime, including crime committed by our government. We should focus on minimizing murder, kidnapping, rape, armed robbery, theft, and fraud. If we do that, we will have a healthy society, no matter what social theory is currently popular. We should avoid both dictatorship of the proletariat and plain old-fashioned tyranny. Minimizing crime maximizes freedom. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.